di sana di luar, yearning, that wishes, that stuff which is in us, and we have no idea why it's there, but we know it's there. And I don't even remember it. It's the difference between human and animal. Animal has the anima. So life is explained. We are not the representative of life. Who is representative of life? All the insects. They are alive, right? All the animals. We? First of all, we live in another universe. You remember it, hopefully. This is book one, page one. We talked about it. We said, listen, animals live with anima. They see their existence. They come to code in a way. They understand their existence. And they live. For how long? Oh, millions of years. These are the animals. And everything was the same. Yes, the changes were here. First, the enormous dinosauruses. It didn't work. They vanished. Then the others. The animals are changing, and up to here, that's what the life is. And we don't care that much about it, really. Because that's the problem of the donkey, not mine. I am different. What is the difference? This is something you should know. Because whenever you think about yourself as a human being, you should know. First of all, there is some quality which could exist in human being and cannot exist in animals. Honesty. Honesty is what we discovered. Before that, the only good thing was cheating. Still is. All the cheating with the animals, that's alive. We realize there is honesty, which is the opposite of that thing. Then, step by step, we learn that, oh, forget about that life. Think about the dream. What is that? Over there you cannot do the propaganda, you cannot talk magically. What do you talk about it? What is this? You see, this is that change that we cannot go back, because we discovered the beauty. Then we discovered the love. These are our discovery. Why? Because even that dream was sort of okay. Some animals, maybe they dream. Then imagination. After that, non-existence. Animal sees, experience as and understand something exists. We know about non-existence. So our universe is bigger. That simple. So our life should be different. This is how the realization came in. Somebody was which was not really honestly explainable. I couldn't explain it even to the friends I had. We were going to this school, okay? We were close friends, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't tell them that I'm going to a Masnavi class. Because they wouldn't get it. Oh, there is this good movie you want to go and watch, and you don't come? You want to go and listen to that fellow who is talking about metaphysics? It's like that. The yin, it's something which happens outside of here, and we have to think about it a lot later. But at the moment, we know that, okay, we passed that, we arrived here, we sat down, and there was this man who was transformed, who was changed, and honestly sat down to tell us what that change is all about. What is the change all about? I counted a lot of stuff here. One of them is the major. Love. Book one was about love, don't you remember? I said the word love is repeated in book one more than all the rest of it. And over there he explained what love is. What is the love? You lady, what is love? After so many years coming here, you have to have an answer for this. What is love?
Being in a state of we.
Book one. We started from book two. Book one. The story of love, which is a birdie. Because love is sort of thought. Physically, nothing exists. Means if this fellow falls in love now, and we take him to the hospital, they try the genetic test. It doesn't show that he's in love or not. Means what? Means literally, physically doesn't exist there. The stuff is metaphysic. It's so we don't know, but we know it exists. Somehow. It cannot be proved, right? Is there any symptom? No. But it's there. He said, this love is a thought which is imprisoned in you. You did it. Why? Because for you, the merchant is the boss, is the owner. Because you think about owning something. You are so silly that you think even you own this. Do you own this? If something happens, they will cut this, they will pinch another one here. Then what? Which one is yours? The one that we gave to the doggy, or the one that is working? The first silly idea is ownership. No, you don't owe anything. Temporarily, yes, you could control something, but do you owe everything? No, he said, listen, you have this silly merchant which is very happy. Why is he happy? Because this birdie is beautiful and it talks like a human being. That's what love is. Love pretends to be normal, and you could talk about it. He said, no, this is imprisoned, and it doesn't feel good. Your merchant doesn't let it go, because nobody is buying it. So, it's there. The only solution is for this birdie to die. Then the merchant will throw it out. He will be revived. That's the magic. It's there? Yes. You kill it. No. It kills itself. You throw it out. It flies out to India. Why? That's where we comes in. He goes to find the other parents who escaped from the merchant to be together, to perform that ma, we. This is the first story. This was the first book. First book, eight stories talking about around this that what is this real love? Then he said, maybe he didn't, but I told you. I said, listen, we talked about love. We talked about it enough. You, why are you here? You, why are you here? You should start with to learn.
To learn.
Learning. To be informed. Information. Education. All of that is nonsense to us. Because it's irrelevant to our subject. You are talking about logic? Here is beyond the logic. You're talking about the rule? Here is the exception. Period. So, there is another way to learn it. Not educationally, with your behavior. Because your behavior is a part of you. Is a part of you who is controlling you and building you for the future. That's your behavior, right? He said, with this you should learn it. Whatever we are talking here is not something to understand. It's something to feel, to have that passion. It should be in your heart. So get out of the classroom. Go and try it. Try what? The beginning of that we. Try to come together with the others. Try to get rid of that one which is making a very, very silly proportional judgment. Divides the universe to two pieces. One is me, the other one is the rest of the universe. Just think about it. Even in Rumi's time, it was funny, they didn't know about these galaxies. Now that we know, could I say me and the rest of the universe? I'm a little part of this. That I will understand with my emotion. And I will show off with my behavior, the way I treat other people. Either I compete with them, I want them dead, or I love them because I know if they are all, first of all, if it is to me, they should be dead tonight. All of them. All the 7 billion. Because none of them accepts me as the prophet and the king and the best man. How the ego works. He said, go and watch yourself. First of all, this is a path. We are going somewhere. So you are changing. Remember this. So be careful and pay attention. What are you changing in yourself? Okay? Then, this is a path. Means we could find it with the footstep of the prior passengers here. Here we're sitting down and looking at the ideas of a fellow 600 years ago. This fellow is old-fashioned. This is it. Because this subject doesn't change. I told you, philosophy, every philosopher should prove that the others were not correct. This is the best. Here is the opposite. None of them will say the other one is silly. Because they're all saying the same thing. Same subject. Love. Universally. That's it. Right? So he sent them out. 2 years. Practice. They learned that here, this is not something to